I was concerned with Intero Properties, okay, but I was thinking back at Camphor. I personally didn't have any responsibilities on Camphor, but I do remember an incident that was sort of quasi-humorous. Carter Burles had a meeting in his office, and we had particular materials that we wanted to have around the device, and no one in the room could assure each other, or certainly Carter, that we had 100% assurance that everything was in shape. And I don't know if it's because I was the youngest, the smallest, I don't know, or knew the Livermore device people, or understand what we were doing from a physics standpoint, engineering standpoint, in fact, from a construction standpoint, understanding the difficulties, what was doing, or maybe I talked too much, or maybe not enough. In any case, I was elected to go out and see Camphor before they buttoned up the next day.
Okay.
And I remember going, stopping here in Las Vegas, picking up some oyster crackers from the Thunderbird, because I knew there wouldn't be time for lunch with everything I was going to do with this device physicist from Livermore, who I knew. By the time I got out to the BG tunnel, people were either having lunch or had lunch and were gone, and so I'd missed lunch, or I had missed lunch. But the Livermore physicist had hooked up a periscope situation, so we could look in around the device, mm-hmm. and see that indeed that materials were there. But neither one of us could see certain areas, and neither one of us could assure ourselves that things were attached well. And so I went in there, and it was tight quarters, and assured ourselves that. And I can't remember if I called from there. I don't think I did, because I don't have a cell phone, but certainly since 1991. It was 71. Yeah, 71. I got out and called that things looked good, and I remember I popped down on some sandbags there to have my lunch for those oyster crackers on the Thunderbird, and a few minutes later there's a horrible kaboom, and people around me took off running, and I got up. Started running. I went about half a dozen steps. I said, wait a minute, this thing went nuclear. I shouldn't be running. So just relax, guy. And so I just sort of wandered back to my sandbags, and I see there's a whole lot of white smoke coming out of the room. There are a little more people there. And what's going on? And they said, somebody shorted out some explosive bolts, and the fryer retardant went off. We didn't want, they didn't want to fire underground ever, and
right.
They're dismantling because they're going to stem and have the nuclear event
right.
in a few months after concrete dries and secures.
Right.
So there was a little event there. I remember that kaboom. It just was sort of surprising.